Father's Day. I had a little struggle with fathers, and I had this heavenly and earthly. I've had this scripture, not scripture, but it's a reading of my fight. But I want to say I loved my father. He was my hero. I grew up in a family, a Catholic family, the oldest of eight, and my dad retired from the Grand Rapids Police Department as a lieutenant. During his time there, he was also a juvenile detective. And so he was, and I'm being the first child, it was really hard. The younger ones got away with a lot more than I did. But I had a big rebellion over all of this. There wasn't a lot of affection. It was, when we were small, there was, because he was a playful man and we had fun, but I don't know. The influence of a father, I gave my testimony before. I am saved. I was probably in my late 30s before it happened. Carrie was up here with her testimony a few weeks ago, and she and I took parallel paths. There was just a lot of stuff before I learned to accept the Lord. And I don't know why there is such a fight for obedience. I don't understand why. I know we all have our path to follow, and it's not easy, but we do learn things. If there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus and has accepted him, it doesn't need to be a fight. And really, you're not brainwashed. You know, the world likes to say, you know, we're a cult or brainwashed, but it doesn't do anything with your brain. It does it with your heart. It's just a good thing. And I was told I didn't look over that way enough, so I'm doing this for a special person. Okay, this monologue is a conversation between a woman and God. She describes her frustration at obeying him and her struggles to be the new creation he desires. To her, God seemed to demand a lot. God, I need to talk with you this morning. I have a lot on my mind. I feel life was so much simpler before I met you. I woke up, ate breakfast, did whatever it was I was supposed to do that day, ate dinner, watched TV or read, and went to bed. I could justify anything. I could sit in a local pub doing some late-night partying, networking. I could do a long lunch on work time without guilt. I could enlighten people who got in my way with a few choice words. I thought it was better than letting my anger build up. I believed I was sailing through life just fine. And then you came along and knocked my little dinghy right out of the water. Oh, it started out innocently enough. You wanted to save me from my sins and take me to heaven with you. And that sounded great. But now you want to interfere or get involved in my life. You say you have some guidelines to live by. And I understand being a good person, helping someone out, donating things to a worthy cause. But come on, you see my life. I have a comfortable routine, a good job. I'm going places. I've got it all together, mostly. Why must you complicate things by telling me I have to obey you, make changes? Have I done such an awful job on my own? Besides, if you really understood me, you would never have asked that of me. You were there when I was growing up. You saw how hard it was to honor and obey my dad. I tried so hard to please him, did whatever I could to make him happy. I remember when I was young, it was fun getting his slippers or bringing him coffee. I felt so grown up, I was Daddy's big helper. He would tease me and make me laugh. We had such fun, he was my hero. But as I got older, something changed. Helping wasn't fun anymore, and neither was he. It wasn't, would you please get your dad a cup of coffee? It turned into, give me a cup of coffee. And a whole list of rules I didn't understand. I couldn't wear sandals, jeans, or get my ears pierced like the other kids. I couldn't wear makeup or go on dates. And now you want control. It's like you're saying, Gail, get me a cup of coffee now. You know, you scare me. You expect a lot. You want me to turn everything over to you, but I don't want to be controlled by someone else. Surely you can understand that. I know. You say you love me like no earthly father ever could. I just don't have an earthly example of what your heavenly love is like. So I fight with you to keep you at a safe distance. And I fight with myself because I don't want to give up control of who I am and what I want to do. So I fight and I fight and I fight. Oh God, I am getting so tired of fighting. I am so tired of fighting to control my life. Somehow, I've got to get over this fear of you. Somehow, I've got to see you differently. Somehow, I've got to see your hands reaching out to give to me, not take from me. Somehow, I've got to hear you say, honey, thanks for the cup of coffee. Come sit with me because you are a treasure.